Otter, written by Catherine Applegate and read by Allison Fraser, with Yuki Luna, Angel Peen, Nancy Wu, Amanda Carlin, and Adenrele Ojo. Otter number 156. Not far from the shark, Otter number 156 floats on her back, forepaws and flippers held aloft, soaking up sun like tiny solar panels. Tucked in a pocket of skin under her arm is a favorite rock, just right for opening mussels and clams. She has seen more than a few sharks in her 3 years, has even seen them kill. But right now, her only concern is what to eat for breakfast. Numbers and names. Friends call number 156 Otter, but humans prefer their numbers. They count cards and sheep, errors and at-bats, minutes and blessings. Here in the bay, they count otters too. Squiggles and splash. There's a reason for those numbers. Endearing names enchant the public, luring humans too close. Numbers are aloof, but names are sticky, fusing rescuer to rescued, scientist to subject, human to otter. And it's not hard to fall in love with an otter pup. It's a shame, really. Think of the possibilities. Squiggles and Splash, and Potter and Noodle, Otto and Oswald, and Ozzy and Obie. Still, it's better this way. These otters need all the help they can get. Questions. Her mother called her Otter from the moment she was born. Something about the way the little pup never settled. Something about the way her eyes were always full of questions. To eat or not to eat. A few feet away from Otter, her favorite companion, Kairi, drifts on her back, aimless as a log. Kairi, 2 years older than Otter, has shiny ebony fur. Otter, smaller and more agile, has a deep brown coat and caramel-colored head.
Play?
Otter wants to know.
Or eat?
First we eat, then we play,
answers Kairi, who is always practical, a cautious sort. It's annoying. But when you're a free spirit like Otter, teaming with a wise and solid anchor is never a bad idea.
First we play, then we eat,
says Otter. She gives her friend a soft nose nudge and dives through quiet water thick with eelgrass.